the Tower of London as a forbidding place in which prisoners of high rank were held and sometimes executed. People have professed to see the ghost of Anne Boleyn in there, toting her severed head beneath an arm. So why is a young American woman, Rachel Ford of Cleveland, Ohio, living in the Tower of London this summer? She joins us from London. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's no problem.
And what are you doing in the Tower of London?
I'm working in their press office, and I was there through a program with my university, and when my lease was up on my flat in April, I was looking around, and since I was only here for 3 months, they said, hey, there's an empty flat in the tower, and I got lucky and got to take it.
Now, who lives inside the Tower of London? Who are your neighbors?
All the Yamen warders, otherwise known as beefeaters, live there with their families, so there's 34 of them now, I think. And then families, we have little kids running around and all that. So it's kind of like a little neighborhood. And we're actually one of the still working medieval villages in the world, since we have our own pub and our own chapel and our own doctor.
Oh my God, does the pub serve mead?
It sure does.
All right, that is
amazing. We've got everything.
I'm told there are ravens there that you have to look after.
We have the Raven Master, who's one of the Yamen warders. And on top of his normal duties, he also has to take care of the 8 birds. We just got a new one. Nice little baby one, so.
Aw, but yeah. Their diet?
They eat blood-soaked biscuits, and I think they get sheep hearts once a week, maybe once a day, and then usually there's just kind of bits of meat or potato laying around in the grass for them to kind of gnaw on.
Cute as a baby raven is, you don't necessarily want to share a lunch with it, do you?
No.
So how does it feel to live in the Tower of London?
It's a little odd. It's odd that I live there and I can call it home, but I think it's more interesting that it just feels normal to me. When I have people come to visit, you know, they think it's a big deal and I think, oh yeah, it's just my home. But it's fun. We have creepy noises at night and lots of tourists during the day.
What are the creepy noises at night?
Oh, we hear footsteps on the staircase and, you know, just things like that.
And
it sounds something like that, yeah.
And whose footsteps?
I'm sure it's just the wood creaking, but I've been told 100 horror stories that it could be the German prisoners coming back to haunt me and that sort of thing.
Ooh, you've seen anything like that?
I haven't seen anything, no. I just hear the noises. I wouldn't mind seeing something during the day, but at night, I'm okay if they stay where they are.
Now, may I ask, do you get into a cab in London when you're going home when the pubs close at 11? Or whenever and say, Tower of London, please?
Yeah, I have done that a few times, and I think they like being able to drive up there at night.
Rachel Ford is a rising senior at the University of Massachusetts, currently spending the summer working and living in the Tower of London. Ms. Ford, nice talking to you.
It was nice talking to you as well.